This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama citizens, patriots, and friends, one and all. Thank you for joining myself and producer extraordinaire Brian Temple today on Talk Radio WZZN. We have a couple of great guests coming up later in the show. We have education advocate Sheila Bannister, looking forward to talking to her. And we also have political blogger and Republican Angela McClure. They're going to be great guests, but before we get to them, I want to just mention something that's kind of been on my mind ever since Brian and I spoke about this the other day. And the title of this is, What is Your Arena? In order to set this up, I'm going to read one of my favorite quotes of all time from Teddy Roosevelt.
One of mine, too.
And one of your, that's why we're talking about it. This is from Teddy Roosevelt, 1910. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how long the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes up short again and again, because there is no effort without error or shortcoming. But who knows the great enthusiasm, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who, at the best, knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who, at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who knew neither victory nor defeat. That was from a Teddy Roosevelt speech in Paris, 1910. And so my question to the listeners is this, is what is your arena? Where do you want to get bloodied and marred? And I'm going to tell you how I describe and depict my arenas. Just imagine yourself standing in the middle of a dartboard and the concentric circles radiating from the bullseye all the way out are not circles on the dartboard, but they are fences. And each one of those fences defines an arena. These are my arenas. Number one is the center circle, the bullseye. That is the arena where you absolutely have the most influence over yourself and the people in the circle with you. And who are those people? Those are your immediate family, the ones who you can actually reach out and touch, and they may actually do some things you ask of them to do, or you may be able to actually help them. So that's the center circle. That's one arena. What is the next arena? That's the next concentric circle out, and imagine it is an arena. And to me, that arena is your friends and your relatives, where you can influence to a degree, but not as much as in your center circle. So what's the next arena, the next circle out, the next fence on the dartboard in your own coliseum? Perhaps that's your faith, where you may not be able to influence, but it can certainly influence you. So what is the next arena that might be there in your life? I submit that that next arena is your work, where you come and spend probably more awake hours a day than you do with even those in your center circle, your close family and friends. But that is an arena where it can certainly influence you and where sometimes you can influence that. And the next outward circle in one of your life's arenas is your acquaintances. And your acquaintances are people who you occasionally meet, socialize with, have some fun with them, but you really can't influence them. And as you go further out in your arenas, it gets more and more difficult. The next arena, I would say, is your community. The next arena out, again, you're in the middle of the dartboard looking out, is your state. The next arena is going to be your country, and the final arena is your world. Now, what we all have in our life that we live in is we have probably more to do than we can handle. So, in your own personal world, which arena is the place where you're going to get bloody and marred? Where do you think you can actually influence something? Where do you want to spend the preponderance of your time and your efforts? I know that in my life, I only have so much time, and I only have so much money, and I only have so much effort that I can expend upon things. So I know when I was in the government, the way we adjudicated how we spent our time and our effort is, where's the best ROI? Where is the best return on investment? And to me, that answer is extremely simple. It's in the very first circle, the one where you can actually influence people, and that is your immediate circle of family. That's where you need to spend your most time and you need to spend your most effort. And then the arenas expand outward, as I had described earlier. You know, the next is your friends and relatives. Perhaps after that's your faith, and perhaps after that, the next circle is your work. Now, I submit that if you get a little bit into the arenas that are outside of your work, your community, your state, your country, and you want to try to influence that, you may be, as Don Quixote said, tilting in Man of La Mancha, you may be just tilting at windmills. You may be trying to do things that you really want to do and you really think are important, but the further out you get from your own personal arena, the harder it is to make that happen. And that's one reason why myself and Brian are focusing this show pretty much on stuff that's here state and locally, because those are things that are most important, things that you can actually probably go knock on somebody's door or pick up a phone and call somebody and maybe make a difference. As we had City Councilman Bill Kling the other day, who stated, "I walk and I meet the people." He's working within his arena. He's doing things that he can influence. I know when I worked for the housing industry, I spent a whole lot of time in Montgomery, Alabama, on Goat Hill, trying to work with some of our elected officials down there. Now, all of them are good people, and all of them normally go down there with the best of intentions, but I had a friend who was the Speaker of the House in Montgomery for many, many years, and he told me, "Bill, if you want to make something happen, if you want to spend your time where it is most valuable, spend it talking to the people who work on your streets, your housing, your gutters, your sewers, the things that make a difference in your day-to-day life." So, folks, that is my little soliloquy on the man in the arena. And that's where, you know, you can choose whatever arena you want to fight in. You can go all the way to the end of the dartboard and try to influence the world or the country, but you may be tilting at windmills. Brian, any thoughts on my little diatribe?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things that come to mind. All those times where you say, somebody should do something about that, remember, you're somebody too. And maybe all you have is your voice. Well, then lend your voice. Maybe you've got some time and you've got some, you know, ready, something you're willing to spend your time and treasure with it. Then by all means do. But everything here is done by someone who took the initiative, who got into the arena and got their hands and their face dirty to get things done. They said, somebody ought to do something about this. And by golly, I'm somebody.
Well, we're somebody too, and we're going to try to do that with our voice, try to make a, as we say, a reasoned approach to things. And with that, I'm going to go ahead, Brian, and we'll take our first break, and we'll come back with our first guest. This is Bill Crawford, back in a bit.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information. This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Is your financial advisor offering you up to a 30% upfront bonus? Are they promising you up to 10% growth per year guaranteed for your retirement income? If not, you need a new financial advisor. I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. If you plan to retire within the next 10 years, don't wait, only to find out it's too late. I've seen hardworking folks like you retire, only to be required to go back to work, all because their advisor told them guarantees like these were too good to be true. They're not. That's up to $30,000 upfront or up to $10,000 per year on $100,000, all guaranteed for retirement income. Don't work when you're supposed to be retired. If any financial advisor tells you it's too good to be true, they simply don't have the options we do. Call Trajan today, 256-208-9000, 256-208-9000.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio, WZZN. Listening to a little music from the parade ground at West Point reminds me of my days back there. We're glad to have you here. You can call us on the Wealth Management Hotline, the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline, 256-382-0724 when we open the phone lines. But first, we're going to be joined by our first guest of the afternoon, and that is Miss Sheila Bannister. Sheila, are you there?
I am here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, hey, I wouldn't have it any other way. We appreciate you taking the time out to join us. So I'm going to go a little bit into an introduction so people know you a bit. Sheila is a military wife and mother of a blended family. She has been a school choice advocate for many, many years. She has a master's degree in organizational management and spent 15 years working across a variety of industries, primarily consulting with Fortune 500 companies. She's a service-oriented person working with Big Brothers Big Sisters, Junior Achievement, the United Way, and also the Girl Scouts of America. So I'm going to leave my introduction at that, and I'm going to ask you to tell me about your current organization.
Yeah, so currently I am the regional director for Love Your School, Alabama. And we are a nonprofit organization that believes that, you know, every child and every family should love their school. And because of that, we celebrate all school choice options across the state, public, charter, private, homeschool options. And we also try to help families be able to select the right option for them and for their little ones. And we help educate the public on what those programs are, what's available to them. We try to connect them with schools if they need help with that. We also assist in helping people navigate the special education system and, you know, just basically to be a resource and connect families to the things that will help them and help their students have a successful educational journey.
Well, Sheila, that's great, and we're going to get into that in a whole lot more depth later on. But what I want to do first is just take a minute and tell the audience who Sheila Bannister is, where you're from, where did you get your educational from, and things of that nature. We want them to know you not just as an issue, but as a person.
Yeah, well, so I'm one of those people that I've kind of lived all over and have a long journey. I grew up in Indiana, in Indianapolis, Indiana, and went to a great public school there. Grew up in a single parent home, but lived in a really great school district and just had a lot of opportunity there. Found out I was pretty good at school and loved learning and exploring. Got involved in journalism and went to college on a journalism scholarship and ended up graduating from the University of Utah in political science. Not journalism, but political science. Thought maybe I would go to law school, but those college loans became a real quick reality to me. So, actually used all my communication skills and started professionally in the university. Started professionally in public relations and marketing. So I worked for a dental software company, actually. And in my stint there, I realized that I really loved the way organizations worked and how they were managed, and started a degree in organizational management at night while I worked full-time. And that's when I transitioned into consulting once I finished my master's in that, and then went and worked for a company called Accenture, and they're a global consulting firm, and had a variety of clients from the financial industry to manufacturing to government entities. So some of my clients included NASA, which we had here. Actually, before I lived in Alabama, I actually came here and worked with Marshall Space Flight Center for a year and a half before I ever thought I would ever end up in Northern Alabama. Worked with the United Nations, the Hartford Group, which is an insurance company, Sun Chemical, which is actually a printing company. They manufacture ink. And also Cargill, which is a big agriculture company. So I've worked across industries helping them look at their problems and solve them. Obviously not me by myself, but there was a whole team of us that went in and helped them transform their business. And I specialized in the kind of the people side of the business, so a lot of communications, training, looking at organizational design and structure and helping them navigate that. And just had a beautiful opportunity there, loved the people I met, traveled all over the world, lived all over the world, and then met my husband, who is in the U.S. Air Force, or was. We're retired now, and we got married, and my journey took us other places. We were stationed in the Pentagon in Florida and Las Vegas, and when we decided to retire, we were looking at different opportunities and thought Northern Alabama would be a great opportunity for us to live in and take advantage of. So we ended up here about 8 years ago.
Well, you know, that one thing you mentioned, you said you were married to an Air Force officer, and I can validate that by just listening to, I'm an old Army guy, and you mentioned the places you go, Florida, the Pentagon, Las Vegas. Army people go places like Fort Hood and Fort Polk, Louisiana. So, yes, yeah. I can tell you that you were an Air Force person. So tell me that's what brought you to Huntsville, Alabama. Did you not also have a bit of a foray into politics in your career?
Yeah, I did. So it's kind of funny. I've gone a little full circle in that. So when I first moved here, our youngest child, she was 3-4 years old going into pre-K. And I was just like, you know, I need to get really smart on the school system here. And we lived in Madison, and people told me that we chose Madison because we were told it was a really, really good school system. And I was just like, well, I need to get smart on the education in Alabama. And so I started just researching education. And, you know, there were things as I was researching it, I just had some concerns. There was just some red flags, you know, and also just like seeing holistically that in our state we score, not necessarily Madison school districts, because Madison school districts, their students do score high. But holistically, Alabama, we're, you know, at the bottom of the nation's scores. And I was thinking about that and, you know, relying on my professional background where we go into organizations and talk to them about the struggles that they're facing and, you know, that they're wanting a different outcome. I started thinking about, I was just like, well, how could this be better? How could we maybe, you know, see different outcomes? And so I started looking at other states that I had personally lived in and our kids had gone to school in. And several of those states, Florida being one of those, had school choice. And so I started looking at Florida a little bit more. And, you know, Florida used to be at the bottom of the barrel, too. And they implemented a number of initiatives, including school choice, and they've gone to the top now. And so I started going and talking to people and trying to be an advocate for, we really need to look at school choice more seriously if we want to improve our education system. And what I found was that nobody would really talk to me because I wasn't from a lobbyist group or, you know, some organization. I didn't have a big organization behind me, and I didn't have a degree in education. And so I was just like, well, I'll run for office then. And so, because I just really felt passionately and like that this was something that we should really seriously look into. And so I did run for House 4, 4 years ago. Was able to go out and talk to a lot of people and meet a lot of people, not only in District 4, but also across the state. And, you know, talk about a lot of different issues, but specifically about education and how we can make changes and do things better. And so it kind of just helped me develop my own platform so that I can still be an advocate and then move forward. So since that run for office, I was involved with different groups and helping get the Choose Act passed, and then bringing Love Your School Alabama here. So Love Your School Alabama is part of a larger group, just Love Your School, and they started in Arizona. So we are kind of the Alabama section of that nonprofit.
Well, let me ask you this. I want you to expound a bit on the Choose Act, because I don't think that our average listener really has a good understanding of that. Could you tell us a bit about that and what it is and how it helps or hinders education in Alabama?
Yeah, so the Choose Act is one of three different, well it kind of depends on how you look at it, one of actually several different school choice programs that we have, and it's the newest. It was passed a couple years ago by the legislature. And it is in essence, an ESA program, so Education Savings Account program. And it's run through the Department of Revenue, and it basically gives families the opportunity that if they want to choose something other than their zoned school, you know, where they live, their public school, if they want to choose something different, then they have the opportunity to access some of their education state tax dollars to be able to pursue that educational option. So that could include homeschool, private school. And so how it works is that there's a window of time where the Choose Act portal is open for people to apply. Right now, that portal is open, so families who are interested in the Choose Act can apply right now. It's open until the 31st of March. And then when you're applying, then the Department of Revenue will let you know if you qualify for the next school year. So right now, they're open for the 26-27 school year. And then if they're accepted to the program, then depending on what they parents choose how that money is allocated, but it has to be for approved educational expenses. So the best way I know how to describe this for someone who's completely new to it or never heard about this, it's kind of like if you have that flexible medical spending account with your work or your employer. It's similar to that. It's not exactly, but you have the opportunity to put some money in that flex spending account, and then you can utilize it for approved medical expenses throughout the year. So this is similar to that. It's a similar idea. So the legislation allows for homeschoolers to access it and for private school, for it to be used for private schools. You can use, homeschoolers get $2,000 per student, but they've capped it at 2 students per family. But they have allowed you to use that total of $4,000 across your students. So let's say you're a family of 4. Well, you would only get the $4,000. You could use it for supplies for your other kids. And then for private school, you can get up to $7,000 scholarship or it's not a scholarship, but it's in your account to use for private school tuition. And the program is being implemented over a 3-year period of time. So last year was the very first year. And this is actually the first school year that it's been used. And so now we're in the second portal opening. And during these first 2 years, it is limited to certain groups of people. So there's an income level limit for these first 2 years. There's a priority for special education kids, military, active duty military families, and in failing schools, and then an income level limit, which I believe, and I don't have it right in front of me, but I believe for a family of 4, it's around just under $94,000 a year for total income. And that's based on your tax income forms that you file with the federal government. And this program is run all through the Department of Revenue.
Well, let me ask you another question. That just real quick on that, how would a person apply for that? Could they contact your organization for help?
Yeah, they could contact our organization. We could help them. We're on Facebook and Instagram. They can go out and look there. But there is there's a website that they go to, and it's the Choose Act Alabama. So you could just Google Choose Act Alabama, and it will come up as well. They can also contact us, and we can help them with that. And there's a lot of information out on that website that tells them all the requirements and how to apply, and what kind of things are acceptable, charges and expenses, and what's not.
Okay, well, now, I really appreciate that. That was most informative, but I don't want to go down that rabbit hole the whole way, because I want to have you tell us about your organization, Love Your School. What do you guys do, and how can you help people, and what are your goals and objectives?
Yeah, so, again, you know, kind of how I mentioned at the beginning, our goal is to just really help families find the right educational fit for their children. And we know that not all children are the same. I don't know if you have children, but I know very clearly in our family that none of our children are exactly alike. And sometimes they need different things to help them, including in education. And so what is a good fit for one isn't necessarily good fit for all. And so we try to help families understand what the different programs are. There's several school choice programs across the state of Alabama, from homeschool to charter schools, you know, to the Choose Act and other scholarship programs. So we want parents to know about that. We also try to keep parents informed on these programs and what's happening with them as it relates to the legislature and what they might need to go and advocate for their families and help them know how to do that. We also, one of the big things that we try to do is to help parents who maybe has a kid that's just struggling in school and they can't figure out why. We provide a free special education resource guide that parents can access. And this just walks them through the different processes that are available in the public, through the public school system, to have their child evaluated. What a lot of families don't know is that regardless of whether your child is in, you know, attending a public school today or not, if you believe that they have a learning disability under the IDEA Act, which is a federal program, they are entitled to be able to be evaluated through the public school system. And a lot of people don't know that, but going through this evaluation can really help you hone in on, does my child have a problem indeed? And if so, which avenue do we go to help them? And so we provide this guide and help them understand not only what that act is and that their child has specific federal rights under the act, but then how to access the process and navigate through it. And they can access that guide just by going to our website and get that free. So we do that. And then we also, you know, we think it's important to celebrate the choices that we have. And so we try to really thank those people who really help bring choice to Alabama. So we do a lot of things around, you know, thanking our legislators for empowering parents to have choices and make decisions about their kids' educational journey. And we try to help parents just become more educated and know of all the different resources and options that are out there.
Well, you know, you and this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart, and you and I could talk forever about this. But but unfortunately, on a radio show, you run into that evil master known as the clock, and we're about to run into that. But one thing, I just real quickly, what other than school choice, what is the number one issue, in your opinion, facing education in Alabama today?
Oh, that's really, you know, it's hard to sum it up into one issue because I think they're all so interconnected. But I think our biggest thing is that we need to engage our kids into wanting to learn and being creative and innovative. We have such a fast-paced, innovative world, especially with AI coming, and our kids have to be engaged and challenged so that they can keep up with the world and that they can still, you know, they can be relevant and be able to provide for themselves and have careers when they become an adult. And I think that's one of our biggest challenges because education really hasn't changed at the rate as other things have, like technology. And so we need to really look to be more innovative in how we challenge and teach our kids.
So the old thing I grew up with in a small town in Tennessee that said reading and writing and arithmetic taught to the tune of the hickory stick, I guess those days are long gone.
I think those are still important, though, but but maybe how we implement it needs to be a little bit different.
I think you would say talk to the tune of the AI stick, because that's the way thing.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let me tell you this. I'm going to reserve the right to ask you to come back again, because education is so important. You're obviously very well schooled in this, and I thank you for the time. And before I let you go, tell people how they can access your entity and your Love Your School site.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me, and I'd love to come back. Our website is loveyourschool.org/Alabama, or you can find us on Facebook just under Love Your School Alabama.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Fascinating interview, and we will talk again. So, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break. And that was Sheila Bannister with loveyourschool.com, an education advocate here in the state of Alabama. We'll be back soon.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
I'm here with Stan McDonald of Jacob Title. Stan, I've heard that every real estate closing at Jacob Title is a very big deal. Why is that?
Wes, I'm reminded of a very impactful statement that I heard from Coach Gene Stallings years ago when he talked about big games and little games. He said he didn't like that comparison. He says, because try losing one of those little games. And if you ever do, it ends up being the biggest game all year long. Well, it's the same thing with real estate closings. Every game, every closing is a very big deal at Jacob Title, because when it's your closing and your contract on the line, it's a very big deal, and we understand that at Jacob Title.
So it sounds like whether your client is a first-time residential buyer or a multi-million-dollar investor, they can expect your A-game.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, when you bring your real estate closing to us at Jacob Title, we understand it's all about trust and confidence. And when Stan McDonald tells you that a chicken dips snuff, you can look under his wing for the box.
And like Beavs likes to say, there's no doubt about it.
There are only about 4,300 publicly traded companies on the U.S. Stock Exchange. But there are an estimated 33 million companies in the U.S. Hi, I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. The average investor is missing out on over 99% of the investment opportunity that's happening in this beautiful country until now. True portfolio strength is found beyond the confines of the S&P 500, investing in promising companies before they go public. Private real estate, infrastructure, world-changing technologies. This is called the endowment model. The endowment model has historically outperformed the traditional model of just stocks and bonds. If you're an accredited investor and want more from your investments, it's time to think beyond just stocks and bonds. Call Trajan today, 256-202-4200. That's 256-202-4200.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. See website for details.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
What's better than two end zone sports bars? Three end zone sports bars. And we have you covered with our original location on University across from Red Lobster in Jones Valley on Cecil Ashburn near Carl T. Jones, and our newest location in the Midtown District on McMurtry Drive opposite the Target Plaza. All locations feature the NFL Sunday Ticket, Tuesday half-price burgers, and Wednesday $1 jumbo wings all day long. You're never far from the end zone. End Zone Sports Bar.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Dorton Dressman. We are going to get to enjoy a little bit of sunshine today, but it is going to be chilly. Keep the heavy coat handy. Temperatures only climbing into the upper 30s and lower 40s, dropping into the upper 20s, lower 30s as we head into the overnight. A mostly sunny sky for your Friday. Friday going to be a fantastic afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 50s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, along with producer Brian Temple. And we're coming to you here live and in person on Talk Radio WZZN. And we are certainly glad you joined us here today. If you listened to our first segment, you heard Miss Sheila Bannister, who is an education advocate. And she explained to us a good bit about school choice and some of the programs that are available here in Huntsville and also throughout the state. Frankly, I wasn't really tracking any of that. I had read some about it, but I was not knowledgeable on it. And it does bring up some issues such as, you know, how is that money? Where's it coming from? How do you access it? And she alluded to the income levels. One thing I'm curious about now, she said, do you have kids? Yes, I do. They're both out of school. They both graduated. They're both way smarter than I am and not smarter than my wife, but they're way smarter than me. So yes, Sheila, we do have kids and they're highly successful. But one of the things I was wondering about is if you're in a school system and you say, okay, I'm here, I'm in Huntsville City Schools, I'm okay with that, but I would like to go to a private school. You know, if there's, and the private schools around here are pretty expensive from what I understand. In fact, I understand that, from some of the people I know whose children attend those schools, is it's just about like going to college. It is not cheap, and I don't know. I think she said the limit was $7,000 worth of assistance. I don't know if that would even scratch the surface on some of these schools, but we're going to learn a little bit more about that as the shows go on. So,
as someone who went to a college preparatory private school in my formative years, it's expensive, and my parents looked at it as an investment. Now, both of my parents had to work to pay for it and get loans to make it work for me and my brother to go to this school. But the other side of it is my first year and a half of college, I already knew everything because I'd had it in high school.
So what did you do your first year and a half? Just have a good time?
Well, you know, as my grade showed that, yes, I put a good 5.5 years towards a four-year degree.
Well,
if you'd like to know more about the CHOOSE Act, by the way, our Twitter feed is at Talk Radio WZZN. I have a link to that there. It's through the Department of Revenue, so you know how they like to string a whole bunch of things out there. It's hard to see. Just remember at Talk Radio WZZN on Twitter or the platform formerly known as Twitter, and go ahead and get that there. It's a clickable link for you.
I think it's now known as X, if I'm not mistaken, but that is on our website.
That and the Gulf of America are two things I don't say.
The Gulf of America. Goodness gracious. So that was our great first guest. And just some of the other things that are going on in the state of Alabama. If you may have tracked some of the stuff that's going on in Minneapolis, there was a lot of hubbub about a protest that went on in a church with the ICE stuff. We're not going to address that, but we do address things like that when they trickle down to Alabama, and that one has trickled down to Alabama in that a representative from Jasper, Greg Barnes, has introduced House Bill 383 that is going to make protest in church a felony and punishable. And what the bill says, it creates a crime of disruption of a worship service as a Class C felony, punishable with up to 10 years in prison. And the law says, or this law is relying on existing state legal definitions of riot, disorderly conduct, and harassment. And intentionally entering a church during a worship service to riot or participate or in disorderly conduct or harass individual churchgoers would be a violation of that law. So what is disorderly conduct? Well, it includes making unreasonable noise or disturbing any lawful assembly or meeting of persons. So I don't know where that thing is going to go, but you know, that did arise from out of state, and now it is here in state. And we will keep track of that and see what happens. Don't know if it'll actually get out of the House and get through the Senate, but it's there now being debated.
They just need my mama to come along and grab their earlobe.
Yeah. If I ever had a place in our church where I was being a little unruly, sometimes we would wad up some spit wads and shoot them at some of our buddies.
Allegedly.
That is right. I would be taken out back of the church real quick, and there would be no need for a law to punish me for that. Another thing that's happening down in Montgomery is that a bill has been introduced to strengthen penalties for DUI-related deaths. And I will give an opinion on this, probably something that needs to happen. But in this day and age, with Uber drivers all over the place, especially with these athletes who are getting in trouble with stuff like that, I don't understand why that is going on. You could get a ride anywhere you want to in pretty much any city of the state. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call, and an Uber will be right there at your disposal to take you home. So, folks, that's just a couple of laws that are going on right now. We're going to go ahead and take a break and come back at the top of the hour and close out hour number one. This is Bill Crawford, The Point, 256-382-0724.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
There's power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because after all, Alabama is our home too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our two offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Wes Neighbors. I'm here with Sam Fleming with Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Sam, tell the folks about Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Hey, Wes. Our company, Fleming Roofing and Restoration, specializes in commercial and residential roofing and repairs. I'm a fifth-generation Huntsvillian, and our family's been doing construction business in Huntsville area since 1965.
Sam, what kind of roofs does Fleming Roofing and Restoration do?
Our guys are skilled enough, we can come out and address any kind of leaks or issues you might have on your commercial, on your metal roofing, on your shingles. We can do anything, and we can offer you a solution to repair it, or we can replace it.
Well, you guys also do insurance restoration.
Our staff has 10-plus years of experience as insurance adjusters, and we really do know the inside and out of the claims process at Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Check out Fleming Roofing and Restoration online at FlemingHSV.com, or you can call or text them at 256-651-9440.
Hey, Wes, we show up.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry. All backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier. His blood. Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. You can join us later on if you want to on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline. Give a call, 256-382-0724, and producer Brian Temple will pick up the phone and put you right on the air. Well, Brian, we're just a couple of days away from the Super Bowl, and that made me think of something. What is your favorite tailgate food, even if the tailgate's in your living room?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Whatever.
Yes to whatever.
Whatever. Be grateful for the plateful, and if I'm not cooking, I don't complain about what there is.
Well, I don't either, but I'd have to say, you know, when I was growing up, the only thing that a chicken wing was good for was for the chicken to try to fly. Nowadays, people eat those things, and I do too. I love chicken wings, and that's one of my favorite things, but my favorite tailgate food is, without a doubt, barbecued ribs.
Yes.
And
I agree with that. Yeah, someone's got some brats in the grill, too. That's pretty good.
Somebody's got some brats, barbecue ribs, chicken wings, and also sausage balls.
Yep.
That's all going to happen here in a couple days, and tomorrow's show is going to be a Super Bowl show on Friendly Friday. And this is Bill Crawford. We're going to take a break and get out of here at the top of the hour, and back in a bit.
You need a lawyer and pick up the phone. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. When you call for a lawyer, where does that phone ring? It might be in a call center somewhere, maybe 100 miles away, but my phone rings in my office.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. My phone rings in my office, too.
So does mine. I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. And when you've been hurt and need help, we're here. We're the ones who take your call.
And get what you deserve.
You want to talk to your lawyer. You don't want to reach a call center. With the Lackey Law Firm, that never happens.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And this is the most important part. We'll treat you like family, because that's exactly what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And I'll go you one better. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
HD 97.7.2, WZZN-FM, Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk Radio, WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are falling in afternoon trading as tech stocks continue to sell off as the AI theme comes under renewed pressure. Shares of Alphabet are declining 4% after the Google parent said it would be doubling its spending plans this year, signaling another aggressive push to strengthen its position in the AI race. And the recent pressure on Bitcoin seems to not be letting up, with the cryptocurrency trading below $67,000, its lowest price since November of 2024. Shares of Estee Lauder are tumbling 23%. The cosmetics company reported quarterly earnings and revenue that were in line with analysts' expectations. However, Lauder cautioned that tariffs would impact its profits this year. And mortgage rates barely budged this week, with the average long-term rate edging up to 6.11%, according to Freddie Mac. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
A bill is being reoffered this year in the Alabama House that would officially recognize the Gulf of America in the state of Alabama. The bill would align with the executive order that was issued by President Trump last year to rename the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. It did pass the Alabama House last year, but stalled out in the Alabama Senate. State Representative David Standridge is sponsoring the bill. Standridge says it's important for Alabama to come in line with other Gulf Coast states like Florida and Louisiana, which have already officially recognized and renamed the Gulf of America. During a recent committee hearing about the bill, Democrat Representative Marilyn Land suggested that Alabama leaders consult with the leaders of Mexico before this renaming occurs, and she even suggested that more time be spent on other things that really affect people's lives in Alabama. State Representative Ernie Yarbrough then stepped in and solicited Land's complete support of the Laken-Riley Act, which he says affects a lot of Alabamians who are being harmed by criminal illegal aliens. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you. To have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A bill has been passed by the Alabama House that would mandate a locking mechanism to be placed on the ignition of a vehicle that belongs to a first-time DUI offender. The ignition interlock system will be placed on the vehicle for 6 months after the driver's license is restored to a DUI offender. There is an automatic 90-day license suspension for a first-time DUI. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
AL cert number 21014.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
Thomas,
I need you guys to light my flame sensor.
Excuse me?
Yeah, my gas valve's not flowing, buddy.
What do y'all need over there?
Oh, I need you to exchange my heat exchanger.
You don't have to speak the love language of a furnace to call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning. We can come out and do a $49 tune-up, and you'll get savings off of that, and we'll be able to figure out what's going on with your system.
Can you keep my flame lit this Valentine's Day?
We can definitely keep your flame lit.
Who do I got to call?
Call Talent at 256-503-4490.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
That was weird.
It's Talent Heating and Air. They're live. They're local. Give them a call today.
These days, saving time is important, and saving money is even more so. That's where Eagle Masonry and Insulation comes in. Over the years, Eagle has expanded their services to meet the needs of folks like you in our area. If you need masonry, brick, stone, or block work, Eagle should be your first call. They can even help if your property needs grading, erosion control, and Eagle can handle dirt haul-off. Call Eagle Masonry and Insulation today at 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time, and Eagle saves you money.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Dorton Dressman. We are going to get to enjoy a little bit of sunshine today, but it is going to be chilly. Keep the heavy coat handy. Temperatures only climbing into the upper 30s and lower 40s, dropping into the upper 20s, lower 30s as we head into the overnight. A mostly sunny sky for your Friday. Friday going to be a fantastic afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 50s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. On Talk Radio WZZN, a compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome you to Talk Radio WZZN, The Point, with me, Bill Crawford, and producer Brian Temple. We are glad to be here with you today on this cold Thursday afternoon, one day after hump day, which means we're getting closer and closer to the weekend and to the Super Bowl. And I would also like to wish everyone a happy chocolate fondue day. Probably didn't know that. I
love everything I'm hearing.
What's that?
I love everything I'm hearing.
I guess chocolate fondue, the only time I've ever had something I think would even remotely resemble that would be if you were at a place where they were having a buffet and they had the big chocolate fountain that had strawberries or something like that. You would dip into that, but unfortunately,
and bananas too.
Or bananas. No chocolate fondue at my house, but it is chocolate fondue day.
I was at a wedding reception once, and this young man had to be like early school age, had discovered that nobody was watching as he took chicken fingers from one and went to the chocolate fondue fountain.
Now, that's an unusual taste combination, but you know what? I wouldn't mind trying it one day.
You know, and I was a little bit jealous. He was a lot more bold than I was.
A little more bold than I was, too. But I wanted to mention something. I was listening during the break about the legislation to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, and I'm not going to get into the merits of that one way or the other. But I will share a little bit of experience about names being changed. And this comes from my tenure when I was a federal employee out on the arsenal. One of the things I had to do for the organization I worked with was I had to respond to what are known as taskers. So what is a tasker? A tasker is when someone on high decides something needs to change and they will send out tasks that you have to do. And in my case, I was tasked with providing part of the response of Redstone Arsenal to the name changes that were going on at bases at the time. Now, frankly, mine was pretty easy because there was no name change for Redstone Arsenal. So we answered the tasker with a negative impact response. But as part of that, I was able to see all the other responses for bases that were having their name changed. And there's so much that goes on with that that people don't even realize. They don't think about it. They say, oh, okay, we're now going to call Fort Rucker Fort Novosel. By the way, Fort Novosel, and the potential for that name change came from a gentleman named Mike Novosel, who flew in World War II. He flew in Korea. He was actually a bombardier pilot in World War II and then came back into the service as a warrant officer in the Army, and he flew helicopters in Vietnam. I actually bumped into Mike at Fort Rucker at the Officers Club one day and bought him a beer. So if they were going to change that name, that they picked a good choice, but I think they changed it back to Fort Rucker, but that is not the point. The point is this. I looked at some of the things that had to happen due to changing the name of a base. And, you know, here we're talking about changing the name of a major body of water, but when you change the name of a base, and I'll recall the examples of Fort Rucker, Alabama, there was so much stuff that had to happen that was pretty expensive, and it added up. You know, everybody had to change their letterhead down there because most everybody's letterhead had Fort Rucker, Alabama, and they were going to change it to Fort Novosel. They had to change pretty much half the street signs on the base. They had a lot of street signs and businesses in the surrounding areas, such as Enterprise and Ozark, that had Fort Rucker Auto Parts, Fort Rucker Title, Fort Rucker Pawn, da-da-da-da-da. They were all going to have to change their name. And there are little hidden things that people wouldn't even think of, like roadmaps. Roadmaps, which, yes, there still are roadmaps out there that people use, those would have to change too because they were no longer correct. And one of the things I knew from my days as flying helicopters, and I found this when this tasker came across my desk, is when you're a pilot, you have all this paperwork that you have to fly with. They're called your approach plates, which guide you into the airport. They're the diagrams of the airport themselves. And every one of those had to be changed from Fort Rucker to Fort Novosel, and many, many more. And so when I hear somebody say, well, we're just going to change the name, no big deal. We are just going to change the name. We don't like what it is anymore. Yes, albeit true, you may not like what it is, but when you say, I'm going to change the name of something, it's like throwing a big rock in a pond. It ripples out in many ways and catches many things that you might not even suspect that it would catch.
You know, this sounds like what we talked about a little while ago. No job is too hard for the person who doesn't have to do it.
That's right. No job is too hard for the person that has to do it. And by the way, when I was looking at that tasker, some of the places like Fort Bragg to Fort Liberty, Fort Benning was going to Fort Moore, their responses were in the hundreds of pages of what things that they had to do and they had to change to make sure that they would be okay. But that's that was really not even something I had planned to talk about, but I heard that, and it brought back a memory which, thank goodness, it didn't apply very much to me. But we're going to get back on track here in a minute. In our second hour, we're going to have a lady I met who is just fascinating, Miss Angela McClure. She does a podcast here in town. I'm looking forward to having her possibly as a recurring guest. Really want to see what she has to say. I think she has her finger on the pulse of everything political here in North Alabama. And so Angela will be back with us in a bit. And just a little preview about tomorrow. As you may recall, if you've listened to this show from our 2 week history. way back a long time ago, 2 weeks ago when we first started doing this thing. I have decided, and Brian and I both talked about this, we're going to change Friday to Friendly Friday. And the whole day is going to be Friendly Friday. It's not going to be politics and issues. It's going to be good stuff. And the good stuff we're going to talk about tomorrow is something that's mighty fun, and that is the Super Bowl. I'm sure that everybody's got plans for the Super Bowl. We're going to have as our first guest, station owner, football legend in Alabama and also dabbled in the pros a little bit, Wes Neighbors. And I'm not going to tell you who my second guest is because that's a surprise. That is the Piesta de la Resistance, if I said that right. I don't know if I did or
fancy.
I didn't. Huh?
Fancy.
Yeah. Hey, Louie, look at him talk that foreign language. So that's some of the stuff we have that's coming up. We've had a good, fun first hour. Hopefully it was informative. And hopefully if you need to know about school choice, at least you know the place where you can start looking. And I guess it's time for us to go ahead and take a break, Brian. And so we will be back shortly with Miss Angela McClure. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
Is your financial advisor offering you up to a 30% upfront bonus? Are they promising you up to 10% growth per year guaranteed for your retirement income? If not, you need a new financial advisor. I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. If you plan to retire within the next 10 years, don't wait, only to find out it's too late. I've seen hard-working folks like you retire, only to be required to go back to work, all because their advisor told them guarantees like these were too good to be true. They're not. That's up to $30,000 upfront or up to $10,000 per year on $100,000, all guaranteed for retirement income. Don't work when you're supposed to be retired. If any financial advisor tells you it's too good to be true, they simply don't have the options we do. Call Trajan today, 256-208-9000, 256-208-9000.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
AL cert number 21014.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
Thomas, I need you guys to light my flame sensor.
Excuse me?
Yeah, my gas valve's not flowing, buddy.
What do y'all need over there?
Oh, I need you to exchange my heat exchanger.
You don't have to speak the love language of a furnace to call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning. We can come out and do a $49 tune-up, and you'll get savings off of that, and we'll be able to figure out what's going on with your system.
Can you keep my flame lit this Valentine's Day?
We can definitely keep your flame lit.
Who do I got to call?
Call Talent at 256-503-4490.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
That was weird.
It's Talent Heating and Air. They're live. They're local. Give them a call today.
The Orthopedic Center. It's in the name. TOC, the premier choice for all your orthopedic needs. With over 40 physicians and 20 centers of excellence, TOC is the name to trust for complete, expert orthopedic care. And that word center, we mean it. With more than a dozen locations across North Alabama and the Tennessee Valley, TOC is in your community whenever you need us. As the state's largest orthopedic practice, TOC is built on trust. Trust we've earned with every patient we serve. You can see that trust on the field, too, as the official sports medicine provider for the Huntsville Havoc, Huntsville City Football Club, Oakwood and Alabama A&M Universities, thousands of athletes and coaches count on TOC to keep them in the game. From student-athletes to unexpected injuries, our urgent ortho clinics offer prompt, expert care, no appointment necessary. So remember, when it comes to your health and mobility, trust the name that says it all. TOC, helping you live a better life.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN, alongside producer extraordinaire Brian Temple. And we are joined now by Miss Angela McClure. Angela, are you with us?
I am. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, thank you for being here. And I'm going to go ahead and do a partial introduction of you, but I'm going to let you complete a lot of it. Angela was born in Denton, Texas. And if you wonder what Denton's claim to fame is, that's where the University of North Texas Mean Green resides. By the way, the team who at West Point this year, when I went to my class reunion, beat us in overtime, but that's neither here nor there. Angela later moved to Alabama, went to Montevallo, where she was Miss Montevallo and represented Montevallo in the Miss Alabama pageant. Angela later came to Huntsville, Alabama. She graduated from UAB in 1996. And your career after that is so varied, I'm going to let you take it over from there.
Oh, goodness. Well, first I was a wife and a mother, and I showed dogs for about 10 years. I became a top breeder of champion Rottweilers. I think I bred about 13 or 14 champions, had the number one female in the country. That was a really enjoyable time in my life. I got to travel from city to city. So in my 20s, it was pretty much spent on the road. I think that's where, like, my love for politics actually started.
Are you saying politicians are dogs?
No, I am saying that the dog show world is very, it can be political. I mean, it's all about relationships and how you present your product. And in politics, as a political consultant, which I was for about 14 years, we kind of consider our politicians a product as we, package it to the community on what they want to do for the community and how they want to, make a difference in the world. And you have to give that to the community in a way that they can understand so that they go and vote for those politicians. So that was kind of my start in politics, I think, is the dog show world, actually. But my parents were very involved in politics in Montgomery growing up. I actually was a page for Fob James as a kid. I grew up in Montgomery, and I moved to Huntsville in 1998 to pursue a master's in psychology, and then, started showing dogs and showing horses after that, and got involved in politics shortly after that, and then I decided I wanted to go to law school, so I started traveling to Birmingham every night to go to law school at Birmingham School of Law, and got my degree from there. Then I decided I wanted to learn more about cybersecurity, since it was becoming such a big issue in a lot of the campaigns I worked on, and so I went back to UAH to work on cybersecurity as well. And then I got a really wonderful opportunity to work for the president in the White House on his advanced team. And that was just a wonderful experience. It didn't last very long because of COVID. We were grounded shortly after they hired me on, but the time that I did spend with them was just wonderful.
So I assume, since that happened during COVID, you were in the Trump administration.
I was, for about 3 months at top.
Well, hey, you were there. That's pretty cool. I got invited to the White House a couple of years ago as a member of the media to go with the Army team, and I was there under the Biden White House for just a couple hours. But, hey, the White House is the White House, you know.
And that's right.
And so tell us now about your podcast and your interest in politics, and then we'll venture off into the land of what's happening in Alabama.
Sure. Well, I ran for office in 2022 for State House and was unfortunately unsuccessful in that campaign. And then, being a Republican conservative with a daughter in school at the time, I was very concerned about what was going on, in our school systems with the liberal ideology that was getting fed to our kids. And I was seeing it firsthand because my daughter was in middle school at the time. So I ran for school board shortly after that. Unfortunately, was not successful at that position either, but I did win the executive committee seat on the ballot.
Well, there you go.
That same election. So I consider that, you know, I did win the executive committee seat on the first ballot that I was on. So I do consider that a win. But my wish for my daughter to live in a world where American values are, full front, was more important to me than anything. And I don't know if you ever get a chance to run for office. I'm sure your listeners might not be aware. I mean, anytime you step up and take a stand, you put a bullseye on your back, and it can be difficult and it can be hard. And, we had some threats. We had some bad things, happen during the campaign, my daughter and I both. And I've been a single mom for 14 years, but my daughter understood that it was important to me to take a stand. And so I decided to, go through with it. We sat down, we talked about it before I ran for office. Is this something that I really want to do? Are you going to be okay with this? And we agreed that, whatever happened, we were going to, face it together. And that's what we did. And I'm glad we did. She's a very strong, very proud of her. She does great in school, very strong young lady with her own, thoughts and paths she wants to take. And I think that, me running for office really did probably set a good example for her as well. But that led to... I guess I was on a couple of shows, two during those campaigns, and a couple of my friends were like, you should start a podcast. Politics is so important to you, and so many people. It might be a good idea for you to start a podcast. And I was so tired of the name-calling and backstabbing and the trash talking during all the political campaigns that I saw, that I wanted to create a show that was a positive platform where politicians could come and talk about what they wanted to do for the community or for the country. Also wanted to have an element of the show that was perhaps pop culture, how politics plays into our culture of the day. So we have some of those shows as well. And we just completed our 30th show. We have one show a week. And I'm very, very excited about it. Our last person we recorded was Senator Tommy Tuberville. So
hey, big fish.
right. He's going to be on Saturday's show. And then after that, we're going to have Mo Brooks on. So I've had Rudy Giuliani on. I've had Mike Lindell on. We've had some really, Barry Moore has been on. So, and it's on Spotify. We're only on one platform right now. I'm hoping that we will be on some other platforms shortly. But I wanted us to be on a platform where people could come. And if they wanted to find out more about that politician, they're going to be voting and they don't really have time to find out about a particular politician. There's one place they can go and pretty much look at every state, Alabama state or local North Alabama politician and find out about that person. So I think it's been a great platform for us to use to, help the community become more informed.
Well, hey, a couple of things, and then we'll talk a little more in detail about some of the Alabama issues. One, I just wanted to share with you that I, too, was a page in the House of Representatives in Tennessee.
Oh,
Yeah, I was a high school senator, a senior up in Nashville, and I spent every day signing the Speaker of the House's name, Ned Ray McWhorter, Ned Ray McWhorter, and that's what I did. It was a lot of fun, but I walked the halls. It was a good deal, and one thing I want to do is offer you a compliment. I don't think you probably had a chance to listen to the first half of this show, but by the way, I'm going to send you the audio, and the first half of this show, my monologue was about the man in the arena. And obviously you're not a man, but you're in the arena, and I compliment you for that, because a lot of people can complain and they can say, well, you know, blah, 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 but at least, by gosh, you stepped up and tried to do something about it. So I commend you for that. And one other thing, a little Silence of the Lambs quid pro quo, Dr. Lecter, I'm going to need some of your contact list, because I need to interview some of those people too.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I try to just be myself, and, you know, not everybody's going to like you. Not everybody's going to agree with what you say, but if they know it comes from your heart, I think that's why I did so well in my first race. I mean, I almost won, or almost got into the runoff, being a first timer with no money whatsoever. But I think it's because I went door to door and I talked to people and I touched their heart and I found out what they were upset about. And that's what our politicians need to do. People know if you're there just for power or if you're there to really make a difference, to really make their lives different, to make their children lives different, you know, and better. And so, I think that's what's most important. You can't fake that. It's just who you are, and that comes out when you really sit down and you talk to people.
Well, again, I admire you, and I think anybody who's listening to this show today, they ought to be nodding their head in unison saying, hey, I like what I'm hearing here. So let's hear a little bit more. Tell me right now, you know, I know you're attuned to what's going on in North Alabama and the state. What are your, like, top three issues that our leaders of this city and this state need to address?
That's a good question.
That's a damn it's a good question.
I'm used to being on the other end. So let me think for a minute.
Well, while you're thinking, I'll tell you, that's the question. I've had quite a few of the folks you've mentioned on the show already, and that's a question I ask every one of them. The way I do it, my little interview technique, and I'm going to let you do it too, as I say, if I gave you the Bill Crawford magic wand and you could wave it and make three things happen, what would be Angela McClure's three things?
Right. Well, I think from what I've heard from the local, you know, North Alabama is where I am, so that's, you know, mainly my focus. But, you know, in more southern Alabama, and maybe more of our liberal-ran cities, I think crime has become a real worry statewide, especially, you know, with what's going on in Montgomery. But North Alabama, I think, you know, the main issue is education, and that is statewide. I mean, that problem was there when I ran for, you know, local school board, Huntsville City School Board, and I was just amazed at how low our reading scores were. But I think people like me have really, you know, made other politicians become aware of that. I've interviewed a lot of the state school board candidates, and they are vocalizing a lot of what I said in my local race, which I'm so happy to hear, that we keep politics out of the classroom and we focus on the fundamentals, because that's where we're lacking and that's where we're failing as a state. And even our top officials are really taking note of that. Our children are our most important asset. I said that over and over again in our campaign for, you know, city school board. And if we don't focus on that, that's our future. You know, that's why we're doing all this. And so we've got to take more, you know, notice of our children's education. I think the people are aware of that. Even the people that, and I would talk to people when I was running for office that didn't have kids. I said, well, I don't have kids. I'm not worried about that. I'm like, but that's your future. Those people are going to be running your city in 10 years. You know, it is something you should care about, you know. So I think education is definitely, school choice is definitely a big issue. I think everybody, especially conservatives, are majorly on board with school choice. And I think the growth of Huntsville has become an issue here recently. I mean, it's getting pretty hectic out there. So the traffic, the growth, I mean, I think Huntsville is a wonderful place to live. I'm so glad to be a part of the community. I've been here since, you know, 1998. I have seen it just grow tremendously. But we've got to keep our infrastructure up with that.
It's
an issue.
If I may interject just kind of what you were talking about, our previous guest was Miss Sheila Bannister, who... That's what we talked about. We talked about growth and school choice and things of that nature. And the other thing you mentioned about growth, we have had Mo Brooks and we have had a bunch of other people, John Roberts, Aaron Thomas, I'm sure names you're all familiar with. And everybody talks about growth. And growth is a good thing, and growth is happening up here. But you are indeed correct. When you grow, you have to have a plan to grow. And do you think our plan to grow our infrastructure, our utility requirements, our power, our roads, is it on track, or does it need a little tending to? As my grandmother said, does somebody need to tend to that knitting?
Hey, listen to those grandparents. They're important. The older you get, you realize, oh, Grandma was right about that. I just interviewed Tommy Tuberville this morning. As a matter of fact, the show comes out Saturday. So please follow Angela's Sweet Tea and Politics on Spotify and hear that interview, because, I've always been a Tommy Tuberville fan, because I'm a huge Auburn fan, but
I won't hold that against you.
I did not realize, his platform and how detailed it is. And that's what our show really became all about. The more I talked to him, was his plan for Alabama is just that, you know, how we stay growing and how do we keep everything up with how we're growing. And his plan is detailed. And that's what the people want. I mean, as taking it word for word, what he said in the interview was, you know, politicians say all the time they want to do this, they want to do that, but nobody has a plan. I think that's why people love Donald Trump so much, too, is because he had a plan and he did it and it worked. And so, you know, it's great to say you're going to do all these things, but you've got to have a plan. People want to know, what exactly are you going to do to make these changes? And I think when everybody hears that interview with Tommy Tuberville, they're going to be like, wow, we're in good hands. I mean, it really was an impressive interview.
Well, I look forward to that. But one thing I want to make sure that we get across is how people can listen to you. I know you mentioned Spotify, Angela's Sweet Tea and Politics, but if people don't remember that, just average Joe or Jane listening to the show, can they just Google up Angela's Sweet Tea and Politics and it will take them where they need to go?
I think the easiest way to find it actually is go on Spotify and just type in Angela. And it pops up first.
That's good.
I mean, it's pretty easy to find it on Spotify.
Now, is Spotify a free service? Do you have to?
It is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's free. Now, I'm on Patreon as well, but that one is a membership fee. But it's not that much. I think it's $10 a month. But you get an email every time the show comes out. And you get other things with that. That are bonuses, but the free one, Spotify, is every Saturday morning we get in, do a weekly show. So that's probably the easiest way. Of course, I'm on Facebook and Instagram, all the social media platforms. But the best way to find the show is either at the top of my page on Facebook, and I'm I have a lot of followers, so just follow me. And you'll get that link every posted to the top of my page every Saturday morning, or you can just become a member on Spotify and just, you know, type in Angela and it'll pop up.
Now, you're just about to get another Facebook follower, but I just want to make sure I do it correctly. It's Angela's Sweet Tea and Politics on Facebook also?
No, it's Angela McClure on Facebook. Mm-hmm.
Well,
just
guess
Angela McClure.
Well,
McClure.
McClure. We got it.
Yes, sir.
And Angela, let me tell you something. It's been a fascinating conversation, and I really look forward to doing this again in the future, because most of our time today was spent getting to know you, and I think in future interviews we can get to know the issues a little bit better, and love to have you back on the show again.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me today, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Well, hey, and if you ever need an old Army guy who's done a lot of things in his life to come on your show, I'd be glad to reciprocate. So don't have to answer that now. But, folks, that was Miss Angela. Great. I'd love to do that, and I'm going to start listening to your show every Saturday. I really look forward to hearing the most recent one that you just recorded. Angela, any final words?
Stay true to your American values and listen to your heart, and it'll guide you down the right path.
Okay, and folks, that's Miss Angela McClure of Angela's Sweet Tea and Politics.
And Angela, if you can get Tommy Tuberville to answer Bill's phone call, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Don't tell him I'm an Alabama fan, all right?
Okay, well, I won't tell him anything, I promise.
Okay. Well, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll get out of here and come back for a few more minutes.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Is your financial advisor offering you up to a 30% upfront bonus? Are they promising you up to 10% growth per year guaranteed for your retirement income? If not, you need a new financial advisor. I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. If you plan to retire within the next 10 years, don't wait, only to find out it's too late. I've seen hardworking folks like you retire, only to be required to go back to work, all because their advisor told them guarantees like these were too good to be true. They're not. That's up to $30,000 upfront or up to $10,000 per year on $100,000, all guaranteed for retirement income. Don't work when you're supposed to be retired. If any financial advisor tells you it's too good to be true, they simply don't have the options we do. Call Trajan today, 256-208-9000, 256-208-9000.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm here with Stan McDonald of Jacob Title. Stan, I've heard that every real estate closing at Jacob Title is a very big deal. Why is that?
Wes, I'm reminded of a very impactful statement that I heard from Coach Gene Stallings years ago when he talked about big games and little games. He said he didn't like that comparison. He says, because try losing one of those little games. And if you ever do, it ends up being the biggest game all year long. Well, it's the same thing with real estate closings. Every game, every closing is a very big deal at Jacob Title. Because when it's your closing and your contract on the line, it's a very big deal, and we understand that at Jacob Title.
So it sounds like whether your client is a first-time residential buyer or a multi-million-dollar investor, they can expect your A-game.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, when you bring your real estate closing to us at Jacob Title, we understand it's all about trust and confidence. And when Stan McDonald tells you that a chicken dips snuff, you can look under his wing for the box.
And like Beavs likes to say, there's no doubt about it.
These days, saving time is important, and saving money is even more so. That's where Eagle Masonry and Insulation comes in. Over the years, Eagle has expanded their services to meet the needs of folks like you in our area. Taking care of your property yourself can be a real headache. Eagle can handle it for you. They offer full landscaping services, irrigation, mowing, bush hog, and can install plants and trees, sod, and even landscape borders. Call Eagle Masonry and Insulation today at 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time, and Eagle saves you money.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Fox 54 meteorologist Emily Owen. Mostly cloudy skies continue for this Wednesday night across the Tennessee Valley. We'll see low temperatures fall into the low 20s for the overnight. Heading into our Thursday, we'll start the day off mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny by the afternoon. High temperatures warming into the low 40s for the day, and we could also potentially see wind gusts as high as 20 miles per hour.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, and if you have a little handful of change or have some change in your pocket and you're near a payphone, give us a call, 256-382-0724 on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline, where we just talked to Miss Angela McClure, and earlier we talked to Sheila Bannister. I thought those were pretty engaging interviews, and I really appreciate them giving us a little bit of their time today. And I'm going to be listening to Miss McClure's podcast Saturday morning. I want to hear her interview with Mr. Tuberville. That ought to be pretty fascinating. And
I made it easy for you, Bill. I put a link to that on our Twitter feed at Talk Radio WZZN. You can go ahead and find Angela's Sweet Tea in Politics. There's a link to right there to Spotify. And you don't have to have Spotify to listen to it. It'll run in your web browser.
As I said, Brian Temple, producer extraordinaire, two steps ahead of me always, and that's a good thing because I need somebody to be two steps ahead of me. So
rule number one, make the host look good.
Got to make the host look good, and I need a lot of help doing that. So I saw something on the news. This is not anything that is earth-shattering or controversial. It just kind of falls into my category of some people have more money than they know what to do with. I am not one of those people, but there are some people who have more money than they have, as my grandmother used to say, they have more money than they have sense. And there is an auction upcoming in March where former Colts owner Jim Irsay, who, by the way, rumor has it was kind of an eccentric cat himself, they're selling off his collection of stuff valued at $30 million. And these are some of the things that are going to be going up for auction and what they're expected to go for. Brian, I just wonder, you can just give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down if you think these items are worth what I'm about to say.
I'm kind of excited because I know Jim Irsay collected guitars. I'm interested to find out about that.
He also has Ringo Starr's drum head from the Beatles' appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1964.
Dang.
What do you think that's worth?
I couldn't even imagine.
$1 million. Somebody
sounds about right.
$1 million for a drum.
The drum head, the plastic thing.
Yeah, not the whole set, just the drum
head. Just the skin,
Just the skin. And also, one of my favorite movies, Castaway, somehow he came into possession of Wilson the volleyball.
So he has Wilson. We know where Wilson lives now.
We know where Wilson
got off the island. Good.
Now, Wilson didn't just float off into non-existence. He actually floated into Mr. Ursay's collection. And now, Wilson the volleyball is valued at $80,000.
That seems cheap.
I don't know. That seems mighty expensive.
Seems like that'd be up there $1 million too. I mean, it's iconic.
It is iconic, you know.
Now, does he have the ice skate that Tom Hanks used to knock his tooth out with?
I don't know. I wouldn't want that.
Nah, they're probably sterilized.
That scene in that movie always makes, quote, my teeth stand on edge. You mentioned guitars.
Mm-hmm.
He has Jerry Garcia's guitar.
Ooh.
And that is worth $1 million. And I think that will bring $1 million. No doubt. You know, the Deadheads are, you know, they're pretty loyal to that band. Another thing is he has Paul McCartney's handwritten lyrics to Hey Jude.
Huh.
And that is going for $600,000. Mm-hmm. And another thing that I think is fairly interesting is this I think will be bought probably within a minute or two of it going up for sale. He has Secretariat's Triple Crown saddle.
Huh.
And that's got to be worth something. They say it's worth $1.5 million. And you mentioned guitars. He has 200 other guitars in his collection from various and sundry celebrities. So yes, that's going to be an auction for people who have more money than they know what to do with.
I have a friend of a friend who used to work in the Colts organization, and said just going into Jim Irsay's office was like a museum, because he's got most of that stuff just in his office.
Wow. Well, hey, that's just something I thought that was fairly interesting. A couple of other things back to real news that popped up on my little computer today is the gentleman who tried to assassinate President Trump at the Florida golf course. When they say tried to assassinate, he didn't get very far. I think he was caught before he did anything. But guess what? He ain't going to be doing anything else for the rest of his life, because he got sentenced to life in federal prison. And, you know, I guess that teaches people a lesson. You shouldn't do stupid stuff like that. One other thing that's kind of in the sad, sad bit of news right now is Miss Savannah Guthrie's mother is still kidnapped. You know, her pacemaker tracker stopped giving out signals this Sunday at 2 a.m. And I think that's not going to bode well for the Guthrie family. They have no suspect. They have no clues. They really have nothing going on whatsoever, and that's sad. And
I just saw a clip from the sheriff department saying they're not giving up yet.
No, well, they shouldn't give up.
And but they're not ready to classify it as a recovery mission yet.
No, but I don't have a lot of confidence they're ever going to find her alive. And one other thing I thought was just an interesting tidbit of news. You know, Lake Erie, I don't know if you recall this, but back in the 70s, Lake Erie was so polluted, it spontaneously combusted. A whole bunch of the area near the city of Cleveland just caught on fire. Can you imagine looking out a lake and it's just burning? Well, that's what happened there. Obviously, they've cleaned it up.
Lake's on fire again.
What's that?
Lake's on fire again.
Yeah,
how about that?
The lake's on fire. Let's put some water on it. Oops, it's on water. But Lake Erie is about to freeze over. It's 95.3% frozen. So what about that?
Get the ice skates.
Yeah, get the ice skates. I don't think I would want to do that. But, hey, I'm going to go ahead and take a break. We'll be back in a little bit to wrap this thing up.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
AL cert number 21014.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
Thomas,
I need you guys to light my flame sensor.
Excuse me?
Yeah, my gas valve's not flowing, buddy.
What do y'all need over there?
Oh, I need you to exchange my heat exchanger.
You don't have to speak the love language of a furnace to call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning. We can come out and do a $49 tune-up, and you'll get savings off of that, and we'll be able to figure out what's going on with your system.
Can you keep my flame lit this Valentine's Day?
We can definitely keep your flame lit.
Who do I got to call?
Call Talent at 256-503-4490.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
That was weird.
It's Talent Heating and Air. They're live. They're local. Give them a call today.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
There are only about 4,300 publicly traded companies on the U.S. Stock Exchange, but there are an estimated 33 million companies in the U.S. Hi, I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. The average investor is missing out on over 99% of the investment opportunity that's happening in this beautiful country until now. True portfolio strength is found beyond the confines of the S&P 500, investing in promising companies before they go public. Private real estate, infrastructure, world-changing technologies. This is called the endowment model. The endowment model has historically outperformed the traditional model of just stocks and bonds. If you're an accredited investor and want more from your investments, it's time to think beyond just stocks and bonds. Call Trajan today, 256-202-4200. That's 256-202-4200.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. See website for details.
The Orthopedic Center. It's in the name. TOC, the premier choice for all your orthopedic needs. With over 40 physicians and 20 centers of excellence, TOC is the name to trust for complete, expert orthopedic care. And that word center, we mean it. With more than a dozen locations across North Alabama and the Tennessee Valley, TOC is in your community whenever you need us. As the state's largest orthopedic practice, TOC is built on trust. Trust we've earned with every patient we serve. You can see that trust on the field, too, as the official sports medicine provider for the Huntsville Havoc, Huntsville City Football Club, Oakwood and Alabama A&M Universities, thousands of athletes and coaches count on TOC to keep them in the game. From student-athletes to unexpected injuries, our urgent ortho clinics offer prompt, expert care, no appointment necessary. So remember, when it comes to your health and mobility, trust the name that says it all. TOC, helping you live a better life.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying, I did not die in vain.
This is Bill Crawford, and thank you for listening to The Point with Bill Crawford today. Brian and I really appreciate you listening in. And no, I did not have Angela McClure on just so I could get Tommy Tuberville's magic contact number.
If they want to pass it along.
I'm going to ask for it, by gosh, because we need to get him on our show, too, because he is probably going to be the next governor of the state of Alabama. So we did have Angela McClure, Sheila Bannister, talk to us about education choice in Alabama, and how can you can make that happen in your life if you want to. Tomorrow is going to be Super Bowl day. It's Friendly Friday, and we don't normally talk sports on this show, but we're going to be talking about Super Bowl, and I can tell you a little story about how it became known as the Super Bowl. You probably will not believe it, but I know the answer to that. So thanks for listening, Willie. We really appreciate it. Help support our sponsors if you get a chance, and if you like what you heard, go look at our Facebook page or go to our website and tell us what you think. And this is Bill Crawford, and I'm glad to be here with you today. Thanks for listening in, and thanks for being a citizen of this country. And remember this, Where you stand depends on where you sit, but we're all in the same boat together. This is Bill Crawford and Brian Temple. Goodbye.